Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
We're going like this, so. Hear me?
Radio Live, it's a hip-hop informer. Welcome to the show. It's Money Monday in the city, February 7th, 2011. Tonight, we want to help you to establish a path to making 2011 your best year ever. We're simply talking about mentors and motivation tonight. What's the source of your motivation? Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is about you this Money Monday. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up with our health and wellness every time. It's the mayor.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody. I like that, the mayor. I like it.
All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. With entertainment and national news. Give it up for Simo. Welcome to the show. She might be talking on mute. She might have us on hold.
Yeah, good afternoon in the morning time. I was talking on mute. I was saying a whole bunch of stuff. Hi.
Repeat yourself.
I forgot at this point, but I'm saying it was funny, though. I was on
mute. All the way live from Newark. Hello.
Yes.
With finance, like only she brings it. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the
hey,
show.
Hey, Mel, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Shaking baby.
How the hell is she gonna forget the intro?
Hey,
I don't know.
Look, because I was in motion. I was in motion. I was talking.
Emotion, baby. In motion.
And
it's Money Monday.
You on? I didn't look at the phone until you said something.
The angels are with us tonight, folks. Chesapeake, Charlotte, Delaware, Newark, Delaware. Hey, welcome to the show, 917-889-3926. It's an interesting one tonight. We're simply talking about mentors and motivation. What's the source of your motivation? Some people are simply motivated by food. I say put it down.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to call you any names. I'm just going to say put it down. Some people are motivated by money. You know, this is Money Monday. I'm one of those people. Money's my thing. Some people are motivated by friends, places, things. What's the source of your motivation? Didi, what motivates you?
Oh, let me see. I'm motivated by my friends and my family. I'm motivated by the fear of failure and the belief of wanting to succeed. I'm motivated by my daughter. And ultimately, through all that, I began to motivate myself.
Okay. But friends and family and your daughter, your family for the most part, that's your motivation. That's good. I got some motivation surrounding my family as well. CeeLo. What's the source of motivation?
The same as Dee Dee, my friends and family. Like, you guys are very motivating. Like, the team is very motivating. And my daughter, just wanting to have, like, when I think about how I want her to feel about me is what motivates me. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to go ahead and bring on our friend, formerly, of Ghetto Government Radio. Andrew, welcome to the show.
What's going on, man?
What's up, Drew?
What's good?
Hey.
What's the source of your motivation, Drew?
Oh, man. Happiness. I mean, happiness / contentment, because money motivates you, but sometimes you got to know where to draw the line with that. I mean, a lot of people step over lines with money being the primary motivator.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I'm too
people
old
lose sight of
the
value of people. They just are mainly motivated by money.
Money is a thing. It's just you
gotta know I am sometimes moved by money, but money's not the first thing in my life.
There you go.
You know, the first thing in my life is a higher power. See, I'm motivated by money, but people, and you know, I got a heart for people, so I think that helps me to balance it out. But my motivation is still money at the root of it all.
And you know what? It's not just doing illegal things. So we've seen some people; they've got more money than they can ever spend, but they're not willing to help out nobody under any circumstances. And I'm like you. If I got money and somebody needs it, I'll give you my last $5 as long as I know it's not going to come back on me in a bad way.
Right.
Well, I mean, you give without expecting without expecting to receive exactly from that person, but, you know, put it out in the universe. I think that positivity is what I seek to name back by doing so good things.
Yeah, folks, if you just joined the show, tonight we are talking about mentors and motivation. What's the source of your motivation? Some people flat out just aren't motivated at all. Hopefully tonight's discussion is going to at least raise awareness. You know, life is what you make it, my friends. Life is a beach, but at the end of the day, dig your feet deep down in the sand at the beach. It feels real good. Life is a beach, but guess what? Life is what you make it. 917-889-3926. We hanging out with the Angels and our boy Drew. Right back. TMI on the Radio Live.
Yeah. TM Hyman Radio Live. You just heard Donnell Jones, Love Like This. Thanks for joining us this Monday evening on Money Making Monday. It's about 10:15 here on the East Coast. And you are tuning in live with Charlie and the Angels.
Yes. You're here, baby.
Mentors
okay.
And motivation tonight.
Mentors, motivation. What?
Mentors and motivation today, Monday, February 7th. Toya, what's the source of your motivation? We heard the source of others. What's the source of your motivation?
I would say mostly my family and the few friends that I have. Of course, wanting to be successful, but my definition of success has changed. I don't look at success the way I used to. You know, it used to always be about money and the car and the house and what other people think of me and finishing, you know, school and getting a degree on the wall. But now I'm more focused on being able to do well so that I can help other people do well also. So
that's a nice turnaround.
Yeah, I would say
stop
so.
Kind of
all think,
right. You know, thinking about self, but thinking about others. I think, you know, Willingham preaches often, be a blessing, right? I think for me, I've always been a people person, but it's accelerated for me as well. Just being able to kind of help others excel, you know. We can't hoard. What I'm learning is something that really Drew just said. You know, we kind of gather as individuals. Sometimes we gather so much, you know, we got a storage shed full of stuff, and people around us are starving and dying, you know, and we aren't helping anybody. Let's turn it around, folks. What's the source of your motivation? 917-889-3926. The topic is mentors and motivation. How many of you guys actually have a mentor? And when I say mentor, I mean a true mentor. You know, they know your strengths and weaknesses, and they're trying to help you to close the gap on your weaknesses. That's what a mentor really is.
I do. I have a mentor.
Okay. How's it going?
Believe it or not, and it's going very well. I think so. I think it's going awesome. You know what I'm saying? I can't describe it any better than awesome. And I'll go ahead and give my mentor's name. Terrence Hyman.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow.
Terrence Hyman is a mentor. You don't know. You know, it started 10, 11 years ago back, you know. I saw your leadership back when I met you on the job working for Verizon. I mean, you've been a mentor every step of the way. And just recently, as I took this next step in my life as far as an entrepreneur and a business leader, and, you know, trying to learn how to better help people, I took on a mentor by the gentleman. His name is Nicholas Rose.
Yes, he's awesome.
He's a white guy. He is the coolest white dude. You know what I'm saying? He is so down, and he's so down to help others. And he's showing me, and he's like, I'll teach you everything I know. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to help others and make money at the same time, I'll teach you everything I know. So I have two, and it's crazy because you would think your mentors would be women because I'm a woman, you know. But really, for certain things I look to the male. So right now I have two male mentors that are, you know, helping me. Besides God, who's a male, of course, in my eyes. But you know, yeah, two great mentors.
You know what, folks? If you just tuned in. It's Money Monday in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios. That's Domir Willingham coming to you live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. And that dialogue right there was not rehearsed or pre-recorded or, you know, discussed as a bullet in the conversation. So I appreciate that acknowledgement, right? But I think you just raised a great point. As a female with two male mentors, I want to say it's also, you know, just as cohesive or effective for a male to be able to have female mentors, because I know some strong, powerful women who can help you to close some gaps if you're honest with yourself. But Didi, my point for clarifying that was, what are the characteristics that you look for in a mentor? And why am I a mentor, and why is Nick a mentor for you? What are the characteristics you look for?
I look for someone who's doing better than I am, who's going in the direction that I want to go in, who's already achieved a level of success that I'm trying to obtain. I look for honesty. I look for communication, trustworthiness, reliability, dependability. A mentor is someone basically is almost just like you look for a friend. It's a relationship. It's not just to say I called Nick my mentor, I called Terrence my mentor. It's a relationship that you're searching for, just like a relationship with your best friend or with God or whatever. So I'm looking for all those things, and all those things I definitely found in you. All those in leadership, everything, how to help people, how to care about others, how to lead from the front, how to also follow, how to accept feedback. I'm going to be dead honest with you. For real, Terrence, it wasn't until I met you and understood how, you know, not to take things personal all the time. People who have feedback isn't criticizing you or jumping on the case. It's okay to, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's me, but
and
it's okay
to. That is you. Just to clarify, that is you.
Really? Oh, okay. I'm sorry because I am driving. I apologize. But tell me how to apply that feedback and to become a better person from it. Nick, I met Nick last year in June. Now, I haven't, you know, he hasn't got all the, I'm going to say this, it hasn't been 11 years as opposed to 6 months. But I'm going to tell you, from the 6 months I know him, he's been dependable, reliable, trustworthy. He communicates, and he is all about personal growth. And that's where I'm at right now. And he is like, he's like, okay, Didi, I'm going to teach you personal growth. Let's read this. Let's do this. Let's read this. Let's do this. Let's listen to this. He is, I mean, you know, he is right there motivating me like a personal trainer. So those are the things I look for in my mentor. That's why you guys, and that's the things I see in you guys. So, and that's what I'm looking for in order to, you know, take it to the next step and to show others and to be able to duplicate myself. So.
We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about Black History Facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just Black history, it's American history.
The way you looking at me, you should make a video. Dressed like I'm in a car, like a Vulture. My walk mean like my name, Naomi Campbell. I'm so fresh, you should take a photo. Slam down skin with a short black hair. That's my hair, no hockey's up there. You say they knew Gucci, but I had them last year. I'm rocking everything that you really want to wear.
I am Overdose, and that was Miss Don Rashad of Dirty Money. And that was her latest single off her mixtape called Runway.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. That's nice.
That was good. TJ Muhammad Radio Live, Overdose. What's cracking, homie?
Nah, everything regular, man. I just got back from, like, the tattoo parlor. They had me in there for, like, hours on end.
That's what they tell me. I go to the studio. It's like, is Overdose there? I know we had a meeting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, what happened, I even left my phone. I accidentally left my phone, like, because I was getting tattoos. I went and got a break. I ran to the studio. And then from there, like, I ran back, but... And all of that running, I left my phone, so, like, I literally just got out.
Right. Hey, yo, it's all good, man. My dude is getting tatted up for February 25th, 26th. Tell her what's going down.
It goes down. That's what it is.
Tell him.
Oh, it go now, February 25th, the Mixtape Summit. It's going to be big. The Slip and Slide Show, Overdose is in there. You know what I mean? The Hack Media Money Boys show. It's going down. We taking over that, though. And I just can't wait to go rip it down. So if you coming, just put on to your seats, you dig? We're going to take you somewhere special. That's how it is.
No doubt. Yeah. Yo, we got more Dawn Rashad. Yo, she sent us over the whole mixtape. And I'm going to get this to the whole team so y'all can vibe to it. A couple of joints. I got another one coming up called These Tears. We're going to rock it for you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 1029 on the East Coast, 729 on the West Coast. And I don't know what the weather's like where you are, but it feels real good here in Florida. It's Money Monday, February 7th. Mentors and motivation. OD, what's the source of your motivation? What motivates you?
If I don't get it, ain't nobody else going to get it for me. That's it right there. I can't, like, that's it. I do for self, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else going to do it. Don't nobody care about you how you care for yourself, so you get
it. So being independent, the ability to be independent.
Yeah, that's it. My ability
no
to
doubt.
Be. That's it.
No doubt. Mentors. Well, what's a mentor to you? I know you say you don't believe in love, and it's a few things you don't believe in. Do you believe in mentors?
Yeah, it's just like anybody who done been through what I'm going through. That's why I listen. Like, who better to teach you than somebody who done it, messed up, and could teach you how to grow from it? So, like, I just listen to anybody who got knowledge. I ain't picky. If you smarter, you done been through it, I'm going to listen to you. I really like the people who been in prison. If you done been to prison, I really like to just sit down and listen to you because, like, I know I do not want to do that because I do not want to go there. So, like,
smart man.
I listen.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's why I listen to them.
Absolutely.
So that's how it is.
Do you have a mentor right now?
Well, no. Like I said, anybody, like, any old head who comes through, like, that's it. That's it. Whoever, like, put me on the game, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Any other overhead.
So you just pay close attention to your elders, period. And
yeah,
pretty
that's
much
it,
apply
right
their
there.
Life lessons.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it is. I just kick back and listen. That's how it is. Oh, man.
No doubt. Folks, the conversation tonight is really positioned to help you to understand that regardless of who you are and where you are, we all need mentors. We all need motivation. And the question I pose is really, what's the source of your motivation? Andrew, do you
yes,
have
sir.
A mentor?
I'm kind of like OD said, man. I don't particularly have one. I have had one in the past, but I just listen to older people. And that was instilled in me a long time ago, considering I was raised by my grandmother. And I remember back in those days, everything she said, I rolled my eyes at. But years later, it was like, damn, she knew what she was talking about.
Right. I've always listened to my elders. It to me, one, it's just respectful. It's just the right thing to do. But
yeah.
I'm that dude that that believes that caca stinks. I don't have to have it smeared all over my face, and you don't have to put it close to my nose in order for me to know that it stinks. So I want to take your woes as my experience, you know, so I know what not to do. I'm you know, again, in agreement with OD, you know, I mean, hey, if you know something that I don't know about how to stay out of prison, tell me.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know? So, folks, as we're being real, we want to keep this conversation going. Go ahead. Anybody
wants
to comment?
Let me ask a question, and it correlates directly with the motivation aspect of things. But imagine that every job in America, somehow we could make it so that this would work, was commission-based. Do you think it'd be a better or worse America?
What happened?
I think it would work.
Well, life is all about you get out what you put in. You get out what you put in.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but at the same time, if everything was straight commission-based or I think it would be way worse because they already cheat on the thing, you know, on the ones that are.
Would
you know.
It be way worse, or would people's morals and values and work ethic increase? Pause. We're gonna keep the conversation going after this. Coming up, we got Finance Live out of Newark, Delaware. If jobs in America were commission based, what would your motivation be? To eat or to starve?
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I wouldn't feel the pain from you saying your life was fine. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Thank you.
live Money Monday in the city. If you only, Chester Gregory, check him out on the Broadway stage in that new Sister Act show produced by Whoopi Goldberg. Shouts out to Gregory, excuse me, Chester Gregory, who stopped past last week. You in tune to TM Hotman Radio Live. We now go live to Newark, Delaware, with our finance segment with Toya.
Hello, hello, hello. With all that's been going on in the world, even here in America, disaster-wise, as far as natural disasters are concerned, I just wanted to touch on some costly gaps in your home insurance policy. If you're like most Americans, then you probably don't realize what is not covered by your homeowner's policy. So you can easily end up paying a lot more money than expected after any type of damage to your home. First off, do you think your insurance policy would reimburse you for earthquake damage? The answer is almost always no, unless you purchase a separate earthquake policy. As far as sump pump backups and floods, they're not covered either unless additional coverage is added to your main policy. You also need to keep in mind that if new building codes mean that you need to upgrade parts of your house, unless you take out an additional ordinance or law coverage, then you pretty much have to pay for that out of pocket, regardless of what law change may be made in your area. So just keep that in mind. Also, if you fail to keep your home heated or pipes drained in your vacation home that you may be away from for months at a time, any damage that may result from freezing might not be covered. And that's extremely important for people who may go to Florida during the winter, you know, if they live up north or on the East Coast and they travel to warmer areas and they leave those homes in the colder climates during the winter season, you know, if you don't take the necessary precautions to make sure there aren't any damages caused by freezing, then a lot of times that will not be covered. Another thing you need to keep in mind is if you have auto and home insurance with the same company and both get damaged by the same disaster, then you will most likely pay two deductibles, one for each item, regardless of the fact that they are both covered by the same company. So that's another thing you just want to look out for when you're obtaining insurance policies. And lastly, if a fire destroys your house, a lot of people don't understand that insurance most likely will not pay the full cost to rebuild. And the reason for that is most insurance policies cap their coverage, and they take depreciation into account when they're calculating the value of any personal possessions. So just keep that in mind. Make sure that your home is covered to the maximum amount. A lot of times, based on economy and changes to the home and things of that sort, if you know you make additions to your home, if you make any type of upgrades to your home, you need to make sure you have your home reassessed to make sure that you're actually covering the value of your home, because if something happens and for some reason your home burns down, your insurance may not cover what it actually costs to rebuild that home. So the bottom line is policies vary, and if you have a particular concern, then it's probably relatively easy to just add additional coverage to your existing policy to make sure that all ends are covered, regardless of what may happen. So, you know, just keep those things in mind. Depending on different areas, you may want to take a look at different types of coverage.
No doubt. Shouts out to my good friends, Iconic Exposure and Eugene Evans, Blog Talk Radio. You in tune. Folks, thank Toya for all she do to bring us great tips each and every program.
Hey now, it is 2011, and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world through Determine Your Destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-3678. 4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Hey, you. Ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come here. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872. Or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money More Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, we be on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs, pills and drugs, we be on them pills, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. I do this every day, I ain't on no frail shit, so what you want, what you need, come here, let me scare your shit, run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave it with no dick, head popping, head busting, yeah boy, we on that shit, do that shit, I do that shit, hold my niggas blood.
I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. Pills and
Hey, TM Hyman Radio Live, Pills and Dro, with my man Overdose. You can check him out at IamOverdose.com. We are talking about mentorship in the 2011 time frame. Do you have a mentor? Do you need a mentor? Is your friend a mentor? Can you buy a mentor? How do you even pick out a mentor? Like, you know, how do you know what good qualities to hold on to? You got to pray.
Question.
You got to pray about that. You got to pray about
more
that.
Than
like,
pray.
I'm serious.
There's some very practical things to look for in a mentor. And I mentioned it earlier, this Money Monday, folks, February 7th, 2011, welcome to the show. Motivation, that's really where it starts. You know, it's about teamwork, empowerment, right? What is teamwork? Together, endeavoring, achieving, momentum. T-E-A-M. Together, endeavoring to achieve or achieving momentum, right? You know, it starts with, you know, you got to really, like, set a standard for yourself, right? Know what you want. No one can help you. Just because you want a mentor doesn't mean you're ready for a mentor, because a mentor has to be able to be honest with you, and you got to be able to accept it, right? So, one, do you easily become offended, you know? If so, you're not ready for a mentor, because a mentor has to be able to tell you, you know, go comb your hair, take that off, you look like a hoochie.
Right.
And you not be offended by that. You can't go on a job interview looking like you're going to the club. Somebody has to be able to tell you that. That should be your mentor. What's wrong with this? You look like a hoe.
Oh, wow.
You have to be able to accept the feedback and not be offended. A mentor is honest, and you got to be able to accept it. The question was, what do you look for in a mentor? The number one thing, you know, one who commits, you know, to a lifetime or even a brief time to relate to your life in a way that helps you spiritually, you know, I'm thinking relationally, you know, but as well as just grow as a person financially.
Excuse me. I apologize. I did not mean
relationally. Relate the root word to relational is
yes sir. Yes, relation. Yes.
Gotcha.
You just excuse me. I just you threw me off. I I wasn't sure if that was a word.
What?
it absolutely is a word.
Thank you,
okay.
Sir. I apologize. I stand corrected.
You
I just
need
spoke.
A mentor who's going to commit to you, bottom line. You know, number two, you know, mentorship should not be seen as nothing other than a goal to achieve. You know,
yeah.
You need people who are wise to mentor you. Someone, Didi said earlier, someone who is doing better than you, who have what you're trying to acquire. Don't be ashamed to steal shamelessly, because it's called sharing best practices, but it takes an approachable person who can apply feedback in order to be effective. Didi, go ahead.
I suggest people to just, you know, the best thing you have to stop talking and listen.
This is true.
You know, you really have to stop talking. If you're a natural talker, like I am, you have to. You really have to just be quiet. And every time you want to say something, you just got to, like, not say something. And it may burn you up.
What does that require?
That requires discipline. But the thing is that you don't have to listen to every single thing that a person says. But the reason why I say be quiet is because you can take bits and pieces from the people that surround you and work with that. You know, pick out the good things from the people that do surround you. If you're not able to leave your immediate situation, or, like, you know, whether it be, you know, transportation reasons or what have you,
But, you know, just take good things from the people that surround you and start working from there. And, try to you know, create a relationship with yourself first and foremost. You have to really, you know, be able to love yourself to be able to accept your faults and to accept your strengths, you know, because a lot of people, as weird as it may sound, a lot of people can't even, you know, not even acknowledge their weakness, but not even acknowledge their strengths. You can ask them what their strengths are, and they have no idea.
Right. And that's the next thing I think you also should look for in a mentor, someone who makes you comfortable enough to where you are comfortable communicating your strengths as well as your weaknesses, and you don't feel any judgment. You know, that is something that requires a behind-the-mask type of communication, and most people aren't comfortable communicating openly without actually putting up some kind of mask, so that when they experience somebody who's real and who's open and who really will let it all hang out, they're uncomfortable with that, only because they really operate behind a mask. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Didi, live out of Chesapeake, VA, I know you wanted to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bumped it by mistake. No, I was listening to Chiba. I think I got maybe a little excited or something she said. So
mentors and motivation. That's the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. Hey, I've been waiting close to 11 o'clock to rock this one. It's, you know, Rick Ross's folks sent over this new one off the Ashes to Ashes mixtape. It's a little underground. But it's 10:56 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 7:56 out in San Diego, California. Rick Ross, check you on the other side of this. TM Hot Radio Live.
Maybach music.
Maybach music.
You think you're using me like this game's new. Confusing me, you just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree, but that ain't stopping me, it ain't stopping you, see we'll be cool as long as you just play your part, just play your part, just play your part, we'll be cool as long as you just play your part.
I'm inclined with women who come on their time. She came over and she came a few times. From Crispy Futons to Christian Louboutin. Game over, had her shopping in Milan. 20 racks, really, that sneaker money. Triple white Ferrari, yeah, that's the Easter Bunny. At the season in Vegas, I put the Visa on it. Now all she do is tell me how she used to love me. I let her decorate the real estate. And I let her spend a half a ticket, give or take. A couple dollars, Harry Winston stone collars. Canary yellow, everything, plain charter. I spoiled her, maybe cause I adored her. More than fly, that girl's a flying saucer. My Mona Lisa painting on the wall came to life. And she said the love of
you
bitches a rolling dice.
You think you're using me like this game is new to me. But you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't
physical, not literal. She say that she love me, but what I'm feeling is minuscule. Understand the pride of lives in her inner soul. So the devil that drove in her got her control. Ain't half the way in sack chasing, getting y'all cake up. Though my paper way thicker than model makeup. But y'all wait up, my mind racing, I'm toes slipping. A lot of women is real, some bitches robbing givens. I never give them no liquid, no pot to piss in. I tend to leave them quite offended if they too dependent. I'm pitching bitches that dreaming, thinking I'm tricking chicken. I'm simply fucking with bitches that know they hope. Position. It's real nigga shit, real nigga life. I give my heart to one broad, the others get the pipe. I ain't tryna fight, I ain't tryna fuss. I'm tryna for the money,
you
tryna for the love. All right.
Like this game is new to me, but you ain't confusing me.
ain't no cereal. Knew I was riding and you switched up like a gear too. So all that other shit you want dead, burial, funeral. Check my phone reacting like it's new to you. Talking what I did but never speak on what I do to you. Cabo to Jamaica every weekend honeymooning you. Lots of overtime and I ain't never tried to tune in you. But now I'm just assuming you. Living off a hearsay, travel like the radio, cause everything was airplay. First class Hermes, Panamera, Merc pass. Greed written on her face when I bought her first bag. And I ain't really give a fuck, it was like a nigga rush. Told my jeweler make her freeze like he was trying to stick her up. She called me daddy like a nigga pup. Just play a role and we can lift
you
it up.
You using me like this game is new to me. But you ain't confusing me. You just want jewelry, another fucking shopping spree. But that ain't stopping me, and I ain't stopping you. See, we'll be cool as long as you just play your part. Just play your part. Just play your part. We'll be cool as long as you just play your part.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was straight off the Ashes to Ashes mixtape by Rick Ross. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Music.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was the Ashes to Ashes mixtape. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, the production company is...
Okay.
Ashes to Ashes. No, you got it.
All right. As Ms. Willingham was saying.
All right.
It's a little after 11 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's about 6 o'clock a.m. over there in Cairo, Egypt. And you guys, if you're not keeping up on what's going on over there, you really, really need to do your research. Because it can eventually affect us here in the U.S. So make sure you keep up on your world news as well.
I'm going to tell you, Toya, when you talk about
not
Egypt, kinda, right?
It is very crazy.
I study, you know, like the word. So the fact that in the word it talks about Egypt and Jerusalem and, you know, the Red Sea, and like if you really understand it for what it is, you can pull out a map, a world map, my friends. You can Google it if you're lazy and really see these places on the map. And to see Egypt in such an uproar on CNN where, I mean, it's like mass hysteria within government,
it's crazy.
It's like right off the pages of the word in the Bible.
I mean, right now, I've been watching a video, an amateur video that's been posted on YouTube of just an innocent man. He was a protester, but he was nonviolent, standing in the middle of the street, and they just shot him down. I mean, most of the people over there, not most of them, excuse me, let me rephrase that, some of the people over there have become, you know, somewhat violent. Not like shooting, they kind of have rocks in their hands throwing and things of that sort. But he had nothing, just standing in the street, they shot him dead. I mean, it's really, really crazy over there right now. I mean, just if you dig into the politics behind it all, it's a mess. So you guys really need to keep on what's going on. Yep.
Quite interesting. Coming up live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, we have entertainment and national news with CeeLo. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Click TM Hyman Radio Live for more information and to follow the show. It's Money Monday in the city. Overdose going down, the takeover. Log on www.imoverdose.com. Yo, we taking a whole show out to Miami. We broadcasting live Friday, February 25th. We're going to be out there the 25th and the 26th. We're Ustreaming. We're going to launch our Ustream campaign live from Miami for the first time. So get ready. Folks, it's going down. The Florida Mix Show Music Summit.
Slip and slide.
Have
right.
Banging ass dress that I'm going to wear. I am so excited. So
I'm excited to see that banging dress you're going to wear.
You going to wear heels or flats with it? What you going to wear with it?
Heels. I can't wear flats with a dress.
It is. Live on the youth stream. It's going down.
Yes, no pictures.
Hey, OD.
No.
Oh, OD, remember you told me about the chick down to Miami. I followed that show. I saw who you was talking about.
She like 20 and 21 years old too.
I heard her say it.
Yeah, you heard it, right?
Hey, but you see who you working up against though, right?
Hey, I like them old heads. They like us young men because we like rabbits. You know what I'm saying?
Boy. You know what? No, honestly, like, that's what young men are.
917-889-3926. What's the source of your motivation? Ooh, you see, I know how to transition quick.
You used to be young men.
For real.
You're so stupid.
Hey, man, he took it there.
Mentors and motivation. That's the topic tonight. Hey, mister. Hey, mister.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Mr. Dangling, hold it down over there. Mr.
Dangling right here for the fact, you know what I'm saying?
917-889-3926.
Any Monday, huh?
917-889-3926. Hey, for real, bringing a program back, mentors and motivations. Y'all see why we need mentors?
Yeah.
This young man, you know, my leadership is not enough.
We got to lay hands on him.
This is a worldwide effort here.
You got to put holy water.
Coming to a city near you. I can guarantee you, once you experience the experience up close and personal, you will feel as if you are encountering an overdose. 917-889-3926. Toya. Toya. Like, really, let's bring it back. We got 53 minutes left in the show. Toya, are you a mentor? In any way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
I can't say that I am right now, now.
Okay. Didi, how about you? Are you a mentor?
Toya, yes, we are mentors. We have children.
Okay, stay focused. Hold on.
Well,
hold
I
back.
Mean,
are you a mentor?
Yeah. Oh, me?
Okay.
You said, am I a mentor?
No, we didn't ask that, OD. Hold on. We're going to get to you, OD. We're going to get to you. Didi, you said yes, you and Toya are mentors to your children.
Yeah. You know, we do our best. I mean, because, don't get me wrong, you a good description of a mentor, and mentors come in from a lot of aspects. Mm. Mentoring our kids right now.
Absolutely.
You know,
I get that.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think if your parent is not a mentor, then your parent should make sure that you have a mentor, because that was important, you know, in my household. My mom was concerned about, you know, mentors and role models and images for us as young men coming up, you know, regardless. You know, and CeeLo, I hear where you're going. You know, some parents don't have people around them, you know, but, you know, to me, where there's a will, there's a way. Just like we go out and get jobs, it has to be important to you. You have to know how important it is for kids to have positive role models, because if they don't have positive ones, there's nothing in between, they're going to have negative ones. And we can make excuses all day long about what we don't have and the challenges in our lives and woe is me, but at the end of the day, where there's a will, there's a way. What gets focused on gets done. We need mentors, and we need a source for our motivation. If not for ourselves, for our children. 917-889-3926. Jump on it. Folks, real conversation coming up from Charlotte Entertainment National News. Comments, feedback, mentors, and motivation tonight.
You know
what? Yeah.
Yes. You didn't ask me, but I'm going to answer it anyway. CeeLo, yes, CeeLo is a mentor. I try to mentor.
Are you
children.
Mad? Why are you mad? You mad mentor?
I'm not a mad mentor by any means.
I was going to pick you up in the next in the next segment. But go for it, Metal.
But, yes, I mean, yes, I'm a mentor. And the thing is that I try to mentor just out of real-life experience. And even, like, when I met someone the other day who was an addict, I spoke to her as if I had walked her path, but I've never been hooked on cocaine or crack or, you know, or any of those.
How did you walk her path?
I don't know. God sent me there. And that's the whole thing. I don't know how I related to her. It was the weirdest. It was the weirdest experience ever, but I stood and talked to the woman, and she was saying how she had given her life over to God, but she had been addicted to drugs, but she was clean for 4 months. So she didn't feel the need to go back to, you know, continue her treatments. And, you know, I told her, yeah, you know, God is great, you know, but, you know, that's for your spirit. Your flesh is what you were battling with the drugs and whatever else it was that you were getting into. So you do need that treatment if you have it available to you, if you're able to go through a recovery program or maybe a day treatment, excuse me, or even a shelter that will help you detox or, you know, get you out of your environment. And the thing is that some people think that you have to be, you know, a drug addict, or you have to be an abused person, or you have to have, you know, something has to be, you know, have gone wrong with you for you not to, for you to need a mentor. And that's not it at all. You know, you could have had a great, you know, life as a child, but you still, everyone needs a mentor, someone to guide them
base.
The path that they're
absolutely.
Attempting
absolutely.
To go. You know.
Absolutely.
Yes, and that's all I have to say about that.
I think that was a nice way to get into this.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
Thank you.
time in Radio Live, these tears, Dawn Rashad from Diddy's Dirty Money. She'll be stopping past shortly. I'll let you know exactly when to tune in. I'm the hip-hop informer. Hey, let me introduce a real good program. Thanks for riding with us tonight. It is Money Monday. It's called Mentor. It's a national mentoring partnership. The organization is trying to expand the world of quality through mentoring. First Lady Michelle Obama, along with a lot of others, support this initiative. They just did a 2011 National Mentoring Summit. Log on to www.mentoring.org. www.mentoring.org. Become a member, start a program. The Urban Aid Development Project has partnered with Mentor, and we're going to make some great things happen here in Tampa. Our office in Virginia is going to start a mentoring program. We're going to work with CeeLo to start a mentoring program in Charlotte. We're going to try to get Toya to jumpstart an initiative in Delaware. If you want to jumpstart an initiative in your city, in your town, log on to www.mentoring.org. Partner with the Urban Aid Development Project as we help to build the world through quality mentoring. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with
Already did it.
All over again. I want to hear some Fridays. National and entertainment news from Charlotte with CeeLo.
It's CeeLo. No. Okay, so it's entertainment news, national news for Monday, February 7, 2011. Today in Arizona. The hearing began where the Arizona Senate Judiciary Committee proposed to end birthright citizenship. Now, that affects the 14th Amendment for U.S.-born immigrants, even if their parents are illegal, you know, in the country. So pretty much what that says, this is in lieu of the crackdown on immigration. Under this proposal, special class birth certificates for these children will be made. You know, they wouldn't get a normal birth certificate. But the thing is that, you know, now if you're born in the United States, regardless of your parents' citizenship, you know, you have a U.S. birthright. Well, they're trying to change that. So we're going to see how this goes. The Democrats are fighting it, but the Republicans are pushing it. So I'll keep you guys abreast of that situation. Now, in Super Bowl news, besides Will.i.am's conscious statement to, you know, adding Barack in his song, safety was to blame for 850 ticket holders playing musical chairs and 400 ticket holders not being seated. And what do I mean is that seats in the Super Bowl stadium, about 1,250 of those weren't even ready for these people who had purchased, you know, the tickets for these seats. So they had to be moved around to other sections. And then there were 400 people that didn't get seated at all. They got to watch the, you know, the Super Bowl from monitors. Now, they are being compensated for it in the form of, triple value of the refund of the ticket and then, you know, watching the TV in the hallways. So I don't know if they were satisfied, but Green Bay won. So I guess this is all that mattered. But in bullying news, there was a 13-year-old boy. He was attacked. I mean, I saw it got, like, a lot of national news, but he was attacked back in January by 7 boys on his way home from school. And they pretty much they beat him up, and then they stuffed him in a tree and then hung him from the fence after he got off the tree.
Wow.
So he got – today was his first day back in school, and so now he doesn't even want to go to that school anymore. Which is understandable, but then it's like, you know, it goes back to that, you know, what do you do as a parent thing, you know, to stop that bullying, you know, who else should get involved in that? But I think that's sad, you know, that he doesn't feel comfortable, you know, in school. That's not what they go to school for. But let's go to music news. Now, artists, please listen up, because this could very well happen to you. Mob Doc Records and iHip Hop Music, they filed an $18 million lawsuit over the Bottoms Up track that Trey Songz and Nicki Minaj were on. They filed a lawsuit because the producers, all the producers weren't being credited. Only one producer was listed on the credits of the album, of Trey Songz' album. So they're being sued for $18 million. And Kodak
wow.
is being sued along with that because they used that the Bottoms Up track in their commercial. So they've been involved mm-hmm. in it as well. So there's some infringement going on. So I'll let you guys know, you know, who ended up being the winner on that. And then last but not least, we got some performances coming up outside of our, you know, the Florida mixtape show summit, February 25th through the 27th. Hampton Coliseum, March 23rd, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Rick Ross, Travis Barker, and Mix Master Mike is going to be at the Hampton Coliseum. So if you guys, you know, get a chance to get out there. And the tickets are available at LiveNation.com. And
let me commit to this.
What?
Actually, let me just, like, pull an executive producer move and have, like, a production meeting live on the air with my team real quick. We want to come live from that concert. And you, what day of the week is that? Is that even a day that we're on the air?
March 23rd. Bear with me for one moment, sir. We may very well be, yes, Wednesday, actually. March 23rd is on a Wednesday.
We are going to come live from the Hampton Coliseum.
March 23rd. Yeah.
And I want the producers on this program to work with me to make that happen. Is your report done? I'm sorry. I've come all across the report.
You
know, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne.
To say
and who else on that concert? I'm sorry. Who?
Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Rick Ross, Travis Barker, and Mix Master Mike. Now, I don't know who the opening, I don't know who's going to, now I think probably Travis might be the opener, but, you know, usually they'll have, like, some local openers, so we'll try to see if we can get some local people
well,
on.
It would be real nice if we could get Overdose,
Overdose
on that show.
Yeah.
If we could get Overdose on that show, if we got anybody that's associated with the people who are pulling that program together, tell them to hit our office up. 757-714-4006 in Virginia. 813-407-4062 in Florida. That's how we roll. We want Overdose on that concert with Nicki Minaj and
Lil Wayne,
Rick Ross. Okay.
Well, I was going to say that, this is what I was going to say. Dawn Rashad. Her mixtape dropped today, Me, Myself, and Why, which we're playing that. And then don't forget to pick up, for Valentine's Day, don't forget to pick up Chester Gregory.
That's right.
Yes. And that concludes your entertainment and national news for February 7, 2011. Yeah.
Thanks
love me
for being patient. As we delivered that. Hey, we want to come live for them concert.
I'm
for
you to have
got it screaming A to Z, talking the type of cheese she used to think was make-believe.
I used to fuck them, then I made them leave. Leaving things, I had a bucket full of Maybelline. I had a bucket in my favorite green. Opened up the budget, now it's only major things. More things, run your half a ticket. Bugatti boy, a cop won't even write the ticket. I got a few crips that wanna come and kick it. Catch blue balls if one of your niggas bitches. I know the feeling, gotta realign your will to life. Or better yet, maybe you should write your will or not. Yeah. I'm paid in full, lining up all my niggas, bout to pull some major moves. Consolidate the game and suffocate the others. Keep it real with your niggas and multiply the numbers. Go to trial and never take the stand. Every bitch was born to break a man. I take you deeper than the mother dudes. I see my niggas scramble chickens by the twos. He talking like a hoe, I'm valeting the bins. She acting like a bitch while I'm taking the friend. Ran out of ones, now I'm throwing what I got. I took her home, time to show her what I got. I took her tongue and took it to another notch. I'm getting fun, time to get another watch. I'm having fun, fucking let my brother watch. I got 30 cars and headed to another lot. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass. Money grew like grass.
Radio Live, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. I know y'all like mentorship. What Rick Ross? Hey, this is my deal. This program will play anything one time. And this is the deal. We're respectful of our audience. It's 11:30 on the East Coast, you know. It's like 8:30 on the West Coast. You know, if you're listening to this program, you should be a grown person. And guess what? That's how we talk. And this is Be Real Radio, so we're just trying to be real. We listen to Rick Ross, and we like it. How about that? 917-889-3926. We don't try to offend, but we do, you know, allow artists to be artists. It's expression. And again, some of us talk like that. You know, we just don't talk openly like that because we're respectful. It's Money Monday, February 7, 2011. Tonight, we want to help you establish a path to making 2011 your best year ever. What's the source of your motivation? Is it food? Is it money? Is it friends? Or are you just flat out not motivated at all? Mentors make a difference, whether you're young or old. Anybody can benefit from the motivation of an effective mentor. Join the conversation. We have about 28 minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. Overdose.
Yeah. Last comment, I think that's whack, though, like, because even Rick Ross, like, man, anybody could be a mentor. Even Rick Ross, Jay-Z, all them, like.
Absolutely.
Like, you listen to their songs, and, like, it's crazy because, like, if you really listen to, like, one of their songs, Jay-Z said, I never change same clothes for days. Like, if you done been, like, on some trap stuff and you done really been in, like, a crack house and you done been selling crack, you know that that's the truth because you never changed. And, like, yeah. You, like, but that's not how you be a mentor. You be a mentor because he also goes on and say, like, this can't be life. This can't be it. It's another way out. You just got to work hard for it, and I did. And now look at it. He went from being a dope boy to being able to text the president of the United States to say, what's up? How you doing? It's good.
That's right.
Like, that's crazy. Like, that's why I don't agree with it. Anybody could be a mentor. It is what it is. It's just certain aspects of how to be a mentor. Whatever you've been through, your experiences determine how you can be a mentor. That's just how I feel.
Yes, because we all go in teacher and student mode throughout life every day. You know, it never stops. We never stop learning. It's not like we hit a certain point and then we're like, oh, now we don't need a mentor, now we don't need a nothing. No, you always learn. You're always going to learn. You're always going to need someone there to tell you whether you're right or wrong or to hold you when you are, you know, right or wrong. So,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. We all need a mentor, young or old. Again, the National Mentoring Partnership is a great resource. Log on. Read a little bit about, you know, the organization itself. You know, if you are, in fact, a mentor, you know, people follow you, you feel like you help people, start a program in your city, you know. Get plugged in to people who are going to guide you and help you to improve and enhance what you're trying to establish. That's all a mentor is. That's the benefit of a mentor, is to help you to improve what you're doing. They shouldn't be charging you any money. You know, this is for free. But there's a commitment, you know, and with that commitment, there's an expectation. You know, somebody said it earlier in the show. You got to be able to tell yourself the truth and look yourself in the mirror and love yourself before you can expect somebody else to love you. Be open and honest with somebody. If you don't have not one person in your life that you can be honest with, totally transparent with, you know, who you don't, you know, feel is going to judge you or make you feel uncomfortable in any way. If you don't have one of those people in your life, you need a mentor today. And even if you do have people in your life, you know, you still need a mentor today. Folks, log on, www.mentoring.org, www.mentoring.org. That's spelled MENTORING.ORG. Money Monday in the city.
Yes. Trying on dress.
Coming up, health and wellness, live out of Chesapeake, VA.
Monday.
Yes, on Money Monday. But look, right?
Money Monday.
I'll say this, that, you know, for people who are interested in starting programs, like, for instance, what I did, I went to the Salvation Army. They have a... you know, they have, like, the shelters for the women, and they have women and families and men. And I just pretty much gave my information to a case manager to have them contact me so we can start working on, you know, what's needed to develop the program. Because I want to do, like, where you help people, like, when they first get out of the shelters or get back on their feet when they get a new place, I want to be able to put furniture in their homes, and that'd be less one, you know, one less thing for them to have to think about, or have to, you know, try to, you know, get money up for that while they're trying to get money for their deposits and so forth. So yeah, I think that'll help out a lot, you know.
Let's talk about that more as we continue this conversation about mentors and motivation. What's the source of your motivation? Are you just not motivated at all? We want to help you. We'll be back. We rolling.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather, cause this shit profounds me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes, and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what? What about, oh, you don't f*** with that? Let's take it back to, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I f*** with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. R and 2 is go, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Regular life, my life was like a moving home, and it's starring me, L overdose, and I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them, front seat action, head pop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beat me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll.
WHAC. TM Hyman Radio Live, Overdose, rolling. So you can log on to www.hacmedia.com to hear I'm rolling for yourself. You can also get to that link, iamoverdose.com, as well as the Wake and Bake. You can download Wake and Bake, the entire CD, from thatpiff.com. Just log on to HACmedia.com. It'll take you to the link to I Am Overdose to download that free Wake and Bake. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, with health and wellness. Give it up for DD.
All right, all right, all right. Well, I'm glad you got lines right. All right. Tonight's segment is about how to fit physical fitness into your schedule. Last week, we discussed how to remain motivated in regards to physical fitness and how to keep that motivation going. But some people will, because of motivation or for other excuses or reasons, will say, oh, I don't have the time. However, we have something we must do. We must make it a priority. So I understand you have children, if you have school, if you have a job, if you have a husband, if you have a lot of things going on, you still can fit physical fitness into your schedule. Because if you don't, you have no energy left. You won't be able to do all the goals that you have set. So now you just have to ask yourself what is important. You have to begin to prioritize. So I have a couple little tips, a little easy, like, cheating exercises that you can do, because if you take small steps at first, then you can make bigger steps or bigger strides towards your goal, and it can become a ritual or a routine, a habit And, of course, you know how bad habits get started the same way. You can make those good habits get started as well. So I'm going to give you a couple easy exercises that you can do, not even thinking about, that can become basically like second nature to you, like stretching every morning. If you take 5 or 10 minutes and stretch, and just do back stretches, arm stretches, stretch at the waist, stretch your legs. Just give your muscles a good stretch. You'll see how much better you'll feel during the day. You also want to do that throughout your day, especially if you sit behind a desk all day. If you're not up and mobile, you definitely want to get your stretches in to make sure that you keep your muscles energized and your joints limber. Step it up. Basically what that means is if you can take the stairs, as opposed to taking the elevator, that's what you want to do. I know sometimes I'm like, whoo, give me an elevator. I got fat girl lungs. However, if you know, if you can say you have fat girl lungs, you know you need to take the steps. Keep it moving. So when you, in the evening, when you get home, definitely do stretching. Like I said, if you sit behind a desk all day, or maybe if you have a labor-intensive job, you definitely need to stretch those muscles out, get those joints, some fluid around those joints. You want to prolong arthritis as long as you possibly can and definitely do your best to prevent it, not knowing that you can never diagnose arthritis. So if you can do your best to prevent it or prolong it, that's what you want to do. Park and walk. You can park at the end of, like, at the mall, the grocery store, at your job. Park at the very end of the parking lot and walk. Yes, I understand it may be cold or may be too hot, but once you begin to do it, it will become second nature. And that those extra steps is just more cardiovascular exercise and just better for you in the long run. Aerobic exercising, you want to incorporate 20 to 30 minutes of aerobic exercising into your day, into your routine. Some way, somehow, whether it's running around with the kids, if you have kids, if you're single, say you're a single man, play some basketball. If you're a single woman, take up some type of dance class, some type of exercise class, something to fit that 20 to 30 minutes in. If it's even at home, get a Zumba tape or something, or play the Wii. Just get 20 to 30 minutes where you increase your heart rate. That will make a world of difference. And last but not least, remember, what you eat is definitely as important as exercising. You can't exercise and then expect to eat a bunch of fried chicken and smothered fried pork chops with mashed potatoes and gravy and then think you're still going to maintain a nice figure. So snack smartly. Excuse me. Get your fruits and vegetables and definitely your protein bars instead of your candy bars. So for more tips on how to fit physical fitness into your schedule, please log on to www.hackmedia.com.
Very informative, very direct. You were not going to pull me into the fat joke.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread-making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
That was the boy, Jay God.
with his single Call Me Later. And I'm overdosed, and I want to go to the phone lines. What's up?
Ow, ow.
What's cracking? What's
up? What's
up, man?
What's cracking?
What's
it
there? I just to say what's up. Checking in on y'all before I get on the gambling, get on the poker table.
Hey, mentors and motivation. We know your motivation is the poker table. Thanks for checking in tonight.
Hey, man, that ain't my motivation.
What's the source of your motivation for real, dude? Now, we know your motivation is much higher. What's the true source of your motivation, bro?
Success and family, man. I mean, I got it. My goal is to have my children's children not want need for nothing. So, you know, I'm not doing what I do for me, not for my generation. You know, I done did my thing on this world, trying to have them live a whole lot more comfortable than what I live.
That's real.
We gotta leave some houses and stuff for our babies.
No doubt.
And you know.
And, folks, again, that's a great way to, you know, just wrap up the show tonight. You know, it's really been all about mentors and motivation. If you're serious about mentoring, you're looking for a good resource, the First Lady, you know, the wife of our president, Michelle Obama, is backing a national program. They have over 20 years of experience, so they're not new jacks. Find out more. It's called Mentor. Expanding the world of quality by mentoring is the theme. www.mentoring.org. Log on, start a group. You know, contact these folks. They're good resources. Hey, Sincere, are you a resource? Are you a mentor?
Of course I am. I got to pass on, you know, so I got so many people who mentor me. So no need for me to keep the information to myself, you know, and a whole lot of people think that mentoring is based on financial success, but a lot of the people who mentor me have less money than me, whatever, but they got more wisdom than me. So, you know, it's about passing the wisdom on to the next generation. So I'm always open
now,
to mentor
somebody. Are most of those people your elders? Are some of them your age or younger than you?
Most of them are my elders, but some of them are my peers. So, I mean, like right now, I'm about to go gamble with one of them, so.
Did he teach you how to win, though? That's what I wanted to know.
No, I'm teaching him how to win. He bet me on the Super Bowl, so he lost that last night.
I could have bet you on the Super Bowl, hell. You want to lose your money.
You know, folks, I think the point, you know, in that real piece of conversation is, you know, anybody can be a mentor because it's really about somebody helping you to grow in some way, shape, or form. You know, Sincere, say he has multiple mentors. I would have to agree. I have multiple mentors because I deal in multiple arenas, and however people can help me, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for stopping past, Sincere. Hey, Drew, you got any closing comments for the people, man? Thanks for riding with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem, man. I thought I'd been on mute since the second hour. But look, for real, mentoring, I mean, a good positive mentor, always remember, they're not always going to say what you want to hear.
That's right.
And with that said, did you get that info, bro?
Got it.
Cool.
I responded to you.
I know, but you had said send it as an attachment, and I sent it another way. I just want to make sure we're good.
Hey, you can't do stuff like that, Drew. You just, I'm talking, people that listen got ADD too. You know what I'm saying? You got 917-889-3926.
917-889-3926. Thanks for riding with us, folks. Again, mentoring and motivation. What's your motivation? You know, I mean, the point of the conversation is to help you to really, you know, become real with yourself. Reach out with people. The way this year to become, you know, better, to make this the best year you've ever had, is to do things you've never done. Trust people you've never trusted. You know, tell yourself no when you want to tell yourself yes. Tell yourself yes when you want to tell yourself no. Sometimes you got to take risk, work out of the box, you know, and I'll tell you this, you got to take one step in order for two steps to come to you. It's Money Monday in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa. We got Didi live from Charlotte, from Chesapeake, damn it. It's time for me to go. We got CeeLo live from Charlotte, Dee Dee live from Chesapeake, Toya live from Newark, Delaware. We got Overdose live from Norfolk, VA tonight. Hey, thanks, Drew. Thanks, Sincere. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Wherever you are, you're in tune to TM Hot Radio Live. Hey, sign off, folks.
You dig? I am overdose.com. You dig? Check me out. Get in.
Yes, this is Madam CeeLo Boston. Yes, yes. Thank you for riding with us. Peace.
Be a blessing.
That was Dee Dee.
Shout out to the King Ding-a-ling, too, you dig?
And you know what? Get off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm coming. You just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I put this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, that's why I got my bottle. But then my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, you god of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my problems. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. And I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way. And I'ma just bother. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. You see, I'm clearing it up. Everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing. He's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's up.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Well, that's pretty much what it is in my eyes, because it's just a year. It's just a year. But if you go back to it, the S is in parentheses, which only means that it's optional. Okay, so this all you gotta do is just tell me exactly how you wanna word it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I think the progress, because see what it references is pretty much inactivity. You know what I'm saying? That's what the whole, you know, key man really approach is, and that clause. The whole key man clause is really you're out. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if somehow I become inoperable, you know what I'm saying, or inactive, you know what I'm saying, to where you don't feel like no growth is actually coming into play, then ultimately, you know, you can put it in writing officially. And, you know what I'm saying, and it's documented. If it doesn't improve, it's like anything else, like any other job. Well, however you need it to read, you know what I'm saying, because I'm only going off of how I'm being advised based on the effort that I've already put forth, what I want to do, and what we're already doing, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Yeah, no, that ain't no problem. Okay, so do you have or will you have separate representation? No, I hear what you're saying, but I mean, I'm trying to understand, like, I hear you, but I'm just trying to understand the process or try to get into, you know, your viewpoint. How would a deal refer to you or go out and get a deal yourself off of your own pitch. So exactly. So this is what I'm saying. According to the agreement, because there are key people, that there are only specific people that's involved, and at the end of the day, those people work alongside myself. They represent you, but they still work alongside myself, so that there's no conflict of interest. And see, I'm asking you probing questions only because they could potentially be a conflict of interest. See, I have no problem with, you know what I'm saying, staying in my lane, but I want everybody else to stay in their lane too. Oh no, absolutely. I think that's only fair. And for me, it goes back really to the whole concept, to where it's a manager artist relationship, but it's more so a partnership as well. You know, because it's about, you got a business mind. What we gotta always stay focused on though, you know what I'm saying? Because what can't happen is, you know, it can't be one agenda but it looks like another agenda. You know what I'm saying? As long as everybody that's involved is official and there's clear lines of communication and demarcation, you know what I'm saying, then it's all love and it's all peace and it's all success. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
no, it's real, though. Though, come on. And I'm going to tell you like this. For me, man, because it's real, and we need that for the both of us. You know what I'm saying? We need that for the both of us because it's accountability. And I feel like we on to something, dude. And, again, you make it easy. So, to me, I'm just supporting the cause. And I feel like, you know, what you bring to the table is real. So I want to match the energy, do what I can. No, this is what I want you to do. Yeah, this is what I want you to do. Highlight whatever. If you what you did you do it? Did you make your corrections electronically? Nah, you. It's simple though. It's not anything that's. So, this is what I want you to do, though. This is what I want you to do, though. And again, you take it to somebody or first, you know what I'm saying, because it's all real. You walk me through it, you know what I'm saying? And I can walk you through it. Not here, my dude. Not here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Absolutely. No, it's all real. It's all real, dude. Hey, it's no rush on me, man. You got it. It took a minute for you to get it. Is right to me. Is the simplest outside of making any kind of modifications that really you need, because it's really not that, you know, it's not that complicated, or I'm not that, you know, worried about it. You know, I think. Oh, no doubt. No. No doubt. Absolutely. Hey, I don't question you. Take your time. No, dude, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have to tell you that, you know what I'm saying, for me, if I felt like it wasn't worth it, and I think it's been worth it even up to this point. Nothing else is done. If I felt like it wasn't worth it, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I deal with, you know what I'm saying, a lot of artists, man. A lot of artists. Well, this was just more than music. You know what I'm saying? So cats got to understand it. It ain't always what it seems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The three things that stick out, you know, based on, you know, why I wanted to make sure that we talked it through, again, dude, I understand what is required, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I'm positioned to make some stuff happen, you know, regardless of what you've heard, you know, or what people think they know, people who really know me understand that I pick and choose everything I do. I always have or always will. And at the end of the day, you know, everything I do really because of me and God. At the end of the day, I ain't dependent upon nobody. You know, that's what's good. But this is bigger than music. You said it. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than me. It's about timing, dude. It's about timing. And, you know, take your time. Because this is business. If anybody understands business, trust me, I understand business too. What I'm going to say is that's a true, fair, I think, start to where we are. The three things that you want to modify that stuck out was the 25. I agree to the 20. I think that, again, that's standard, that's basic. You know, I tell you, I'm not going to be a standard basic manager. Therefore, you know what I'm saying, out the box, I go for the gusto, it's standard for me. But I like the fact that it creates some growth. So I'm good with that, along with the verbiage, oral and written, added to the dissolve section or the terminate section, just as you can enter into, or that's going to be a modification. So it was, what else? Right. And the modification to exact date. Yeah, but see, what I always want to stay balanced with, is what you consider your team, what your team is doing, and making sure that and I hear you, but you know what I'm saying. As we talk about deals, for me, I'm always very conscious, and it's just my nature, because I deal with a lot of different people whose paths cross. They're on the real parallel lines. I want to make sure that we clear on, like, roles and responsibilities, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like niggas get sued over shit, and they ain't even mean no harm, you know what I'm saying? Because you were so close and you heard something or you know something that's really not yours, but you took it and used it as your own. You know what I'm saying? That easily happens. So for me, when I hear, you know what I'm saying, what I'm hearing, don't be offended by my probing questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm really asking because it makes me conscious of who I need to deal with, who I don't need to deal with, what I need to say, what I don't need to say. You know what I'm saying? Based on competition. because I can't be in competition for the most part with people that I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? No, no, it's definitely a good start, man. And we gotta get, you gotta get for yourself, but definitely, it's about picking and choosing. You know, really the cream of the crop. But I think the project, the music, the pace of it is gonna speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? The goal for me is to really maximize this event. We're putting forth a lot of, we're investing a lot in this event. And the whole idea, the goal is to set up a series of meetings and pretty much just get cats feedback off of the Wake and Bake project. I just want to talk to A&Rs. I want to talk to industry people, pretty much getting their feedback. I'm recording it all. I'm doing live interviews with as many different people as I can to pretty much pull together, you know, some type of DVD or the whole weekend overall, and do something with it. But my goal is really to sit down with industry folks and get some feedback. And I'll offer the feedback, be able to set up other meetings to really talk about some options. I think we'll have several options coming out of this summit. Hey, it's possible. It's possible. Yeah, no, G Unit demoved a lot of units, though. Don't be mistaken. Don't be mistaken. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, dude, get the cracking on the agreement, dude. Make that a priority. I know it is. Again, let's get totally comfortable in that. Let's get all up into the details of that, so that we good, so we can move full steam ahead. I appreciate you. Hey, get at me, man, if you got anything that I can help you with. But I respect and appreciate the fact that you're taking this and running with it and making sure that it's 100, because I can tell you it's definitely 100 with good intentions. I'm just ready to take you to the next level, homie. All right, man. Peace, dude.